You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Is this a time when Chelsea start to kick on now? They've had a win in the Champions League. They had a... No, they didn't. They got beat in the Champions League, didn't they, by Porto? Then got beat by Southampton in the league, but they did manage to beat Villa at the weekend. That's not too impressive, though, is it?
No. No, it's nothing... You wouldn't be saying they turned a corner just on the basis of that at all. You know... I guess we're all waiting to find out, you know, is this, when the corner's turned, you want to be on Chelsea's side, don't you, consistently? I don't think I would be saying that, you know, that they've suddenly become this great team. But what do they do here going away to Dynamo Kiev? I think it's a really interesting fixture. Because normally what Chelsea would do is they'd go away and they'd just get a job done, you know, whatever they need to do, basically. You look at the Champions League performances from Shakhtar. So far, they won away in Maccabi Tel Aviv. They drew at home 2-2 to Porto. Porto looked fantastic against Chelsea, by the way. So it was a last-minute equaliser for Dynamo Kiev to get that draw against Porto. Chelsea's Champions League form, as you say, patchy. But then I'm not sure we should be going too mad about that defeat away in Porto. I thought Porto were excellent. You know, they scored. It was 1-1 at half-time, and Porto ended up just nicking it. So I think Chelsea should be looking to go away here and get something out of this Dynamo Kiev match. Again, just looking at the group stage, group table, just to kind of take stock of where we are at the minute. Chelsea on 3 points, Porto on 4, Kiev on 4. So this really will flip it back into Chelsea's favour if they can go away and get a result at Dynamo Kiev. It just makes them think, you know, well, you know, we're level on points, or just gone over them in points. And you know, we can start to then put our foot down, because then Chelsea, their next game is at home to Kiev, which you'd expect them to win. Then they're away at Maccabi Tel Aviv, and they don't then really have to worry too much about the home match against Porto. So I expect them to go away and do a job. I'm looking at Chelsea to win an under 2.5 goals here. I think that's got to be what his mantra should be from now on, which is, we do not concede goals anymore. That's it. End of story. 7-2 for Chelsea winning under 2.5 goals. I mean, the 13-8 to win the match.
I think it's
a big
price,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I just don't see them winning it. Look, they could win 2-1, and they could concede against Dynamo Kiev, who are, you know, a lot of these teams dominate their domestic division, and you look at their home form, and it's usually absolutely superb. You have to go back a long time to when they lose matches. In fact, the only two they've lost, I think, in the last year or so, both against Shakhtar, and one of those was at the weekend. They lost 3-0 to Shakhtar Donetsk. You do wonder what the rest of this division's like. You know, winning 2-0 against Hovela, and 3-0 against Alexandria, and 3-0 against Karpaty, which are the, you know, 2-0 against Olympic Donetsk. These are the teams who are there up against. There's no great shakes. So I'm gonna go on the idea that Chelsea go there looking for a minimum 0-0 draw, and they nick a goal with the quality that they've got, and just get a scabby under 2.5 win.
Yeah. If you go back to when Chelsea were very successful last season, it was because they didn't concede goals.
Exactly. And we're not telling Jose Mourinho anything he doesn't know here.
Exactly,
are we?
Yeah,
you know,
no.
surely that's all he's thinking. He's not thinking we need to be more expansive here,
no. Is
he? He's thinking we need to shut up shop. And really, you know, if they come away with a 0-0, people go 0-0, but it's still all in their hands. They've still got the home one to come, then they've got Maccabi Tel Aviv. So that's what I'll go for. I mean, the win is absolutely fine, but, you know, I think that's the way, you know, so take the 13-8, you know, no problem. But, I'll just chance my arm with a winning under 2.5.
Would you just go under 2.5 on its own just to play safe? It's 4-6 if you just wanted a real safe bet.
Yeah, could take that. Any one of those three, but I'll be a little bit greedy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.